Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Government's rationale for revising 2026 national budget questioned. Zero ages government to release a rice export tonnage guidelines for Vietnam trade. And Pope Leo says that he has no fear of Trump's after scathing criticism.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. Economist Kampan Bashula has questioned government's justification for revising the 2026 national budget, arguing that the cited fuel subsidies and wage bill increases do not fully explain the adjustment. The reduction follows cabinet's approval of the revised 2026 national budget to address high than expected expenditure needs during the 2026 fiscal year. The decision was made during the fifth cabinet meeting of 2026 chaired by President Akinde at State House on Thursday, 9th of April 2026. Cabinet cited conflicts in the Persian Gulf region and rising fuel imports costs as key drivers, noting that the recent suspension of value-added tax and customs and excise duty and fuel reduced domestic revenue and widened the financing gap. And Dr. Shola said that the 1.5 billion kwacha allocated for fuel subsidies up to June 2026 is relatively small compared to total government expenditure, and reported 700 kwacha increase per civil servant does not amount a substantial total across the civil service. He notes that Zambia is not facing poor rainfall, energy imports, or any weak agricultural harvest this year, and suggested the revision may also cover the other areas such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, or election-related spending. Mr. Shula called for a full breakdown of the budget changes, saying that the rationale remains unclear based on fuel and wage figures alone.
Yeah, so now I need to do 700 kwacha multiplied by the civil service base, but still, it's not turning out to be a lot of money still. It doesn't add up to be a lot of money unless you see the CDF or there's some other projects that are included in there, because it's not justifying increasing a budget. Like Zambia hasn't suffered from poor rainfall. We don't need to import energy right now. So, and on agriculture, we've had a good agriculture harvest. So as far as I can tell, maybe it's for election reasons. Unless they're saying that they need to spend for the election budget. That's the only thing that could make sense for me.
You know, Zambia Union of Government Workers President Muyaya Kabisa described the budget adjustment as inevitable due to shifting economic factors since the original budget was passed.
We are self-sustaining fertilizer-wise. So we have also to, look at how this aspect of fuel can be dealt with, either by buying from Angola, and as we buy from Angola, let's also look at the prospects of us exploring for oil within our country. There is no way we can have, oil in Angola and not expect even a few drops in Zambia. So the government is doing well to put in place, mitigatory measures.
The Zambia Tour Operators Association has projected steady growth in the country's domestic tourism sector, expressing optimism for improved performance in the coming months. Association President Patson Chifumbe says that despite recording low income levels in the first quarter of the year, the sector is expected to rebound in the second quarter. Dr. Chifumbe attributed the anticipated growth to the increase in activities and events taking place in major tourism towns across the country. He notes that the growing number of events is likely to attract more local tourists and stimulate business for operators in the sector. He further explained that the continued hosting of events in tourism hotspots is a key positive development that will contribute to the sector's recovery.
There's some conferences that are happening in Livingston. We had, of course, one which passed, the one for the lawyers.
Yeah.
And I'm in Osaka right now, but right now I hear we have the engineers. So those are some of the clientele that keeps us busy. In regards to the internationals, well, I'm not very sure, but we are looking we're looking to a period where things would definitely be better than the first quarter.
The Zambia Agricultural Road Development Initiative, ZERUDA, has called on government to release export tonnage guidelines for rice expected to be exported to Vietnam. The government has indicated plans to expand rice production for export. But ZERUDA Executive Director Gilbert Mpanga says that clear production targets are needed to support this agenda. Mr. Mpanga says, just like maize, it is important for government to set specific targets for rice productions, especially if the crop is intended for export. He adds that having clear statistics and targets will motivate farmers to increase production and meet export demand.
To pay for the same tools. But now, with the introduction of mobile money, I'm sure these criminals will have to think twice, because now, even if they can try and attack the driver.
Governance activist Musonda Mwape has defended the recent recruitment of 4,000 police constables by the Zambia Police Service, stating that the process is within the confines of the law despite public criticism over the absence of a widely publicized advertisement. Mr. Musonda says that the law allows recruitments to be conducted either through a public advertisement or internally, making the exercise legitimate. However, he notes that the controversy surrounding the recruitment stems largely from a lack of clear communication by relevant authorities. Mr. Musonda has explained that the recruitment process may have considered individuals already in the system, such as civilian employees and police reservists who have been offering voluntary services. He adds that this approach aligns with human resource development principles, where experienced individuals within the institution are given opportunities for advancement. He further suggested that some of the successful candidates could not have been drawn from a database of applicants who applied during previous recruitment exercises.
Those of our sisters and brothers who have been civilian employees, as well as those police reservists who offer services on voluntary basis, which is within the human resource development which I advocate for the clarification on the database, many may mean that those recruited who applied during the past recruitment have also been considered, which is good. Our call is that these should cease to be partisan in any way. We know that every government gives chance to its members, as long as they are Zambians, to be given a chance to employment.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Tour Operators Association has projected steady growth in the country's domestic tourism sector, expressing optimism for improved performance in the coming months. Association President Pastor Chifumbe says that despite recording low income levels in the first quarter of the year, the sector is expected to rebound in the second quarter. Mr. Chifumbe attributed the anticipated growth to the increase in activities and events are taking place in major tourism towns across the country. He notes that the growing number of events is likely to attract more local tourists and stimulate a business for operators in the tourism sector. He further explained that the continued hosting of events in the tourism hotspots is a key positive development that will contribute to the sector's recovery.
There are some conferences that are happening in Livingston. We had, of course, one which passed, the one for the lawyers.
Yeah.
And I hear, I'm in Lusaka right now, but right now I hear we have engineers. So those are some of the clientele that keeps us busy. In regards to the internationals, well, I'm not very sure, but we're looking to a period where things would definitely be.
Take a break. We do have more news after that.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands. You join the league of certified customers. Call us now.